here's a story from The World.
There's a planned art installation of the Statue of Liberty that's going up in the Hungarian capital, Budapest. This one is small, though, only 3 feet high. It'll be on display for just 2 weeks. Already, though, it's led to controversy, as The World's Europe correspondent Orla Barry reports.
When Hungarian artist Peter Soloway began work on his statue, he had an inkling it would prove controversial. It's a kneeling sculpture of the Statue of Liberty, illuminated in rainbow colours. Her right hand is raised in a fist, and her left holds a tablet, not depicting the date of the Declaration of Independence, but the words Black Lives Matter. Soloway tells me that even as he was creating the sculpture, he kind of expected it would be destroyed when it goes up in April.
I was counting on this possibility. Tearing down statues is a sad tradition in Hungary.
The installation is just one of a series of public artworks commissioned by a local mayor in Budapest. But it's the only one that has triggered such a backlash. Commentators on pro-government TV shows have even compared it to erecting a statue to Hitler. Hungarian activist Gregory Giras says right-wing pundits make these outrageous statements for a reason.
Obviously, nobody really believes it. They know what they are doing. They just use issues that divide the people to distract from the fact that democracy is over in Hungary.
The black community in Hungary is small, not even 1% of the population. Giras is also a reggae singer. He organised the largest Black Lives Matter march in Budapest last year. But he says it's really the Roma community that bears the brunt of racist attacks, although his wife, who's half Hungarian, half Ghanaian, has experienced verbal abuse. And Giras says racism appears to be on the rise in the last few years.
It started in 2015 with the refugee crisis, when the Prime Minister decided that this is the topic that will lend him total control over the country.
Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister, has taken a harsh anti-migrant stance going back to 2015. That's when thousands of migrants, mainly from Syria, Afghanistan and Iraq, fled into Europe. But not all Hungarians with African backgrounds believe racism is on the up. Actor and radio presenter Sorel Arthur Kembe was born in Hungary and has roots in the Republic of the Congo. Kembe says he was attacked as a youngster.
In the early 90s, I had to fight a lot of skinhead groups in the streets. But I'm convinced now that this is over. We don't have to fight in the streets.
Kembe says racism is just not much of an issue in Hungary today.
Because here, we had never been segregated in restaurants, in buses, whatever. Hungary has a completely different historical and tradition of minority integration than, let's say, in France or Belgium.
Many of the black community who live in Hungary are African students on university scholarships. For the last 5 years, the government has actively promoted Hungarian degree courses to young people in Africa. István Tarossi, professor of political science and African studies at the University of Page, teaches many of those students. He says he finds it hard to square Orban's anti-migrant stance with the government's policy of bringing Africans to Hungarian colleges.
That's one of the questions I've been visiting and revisiting myself. And from an analytical point of view, it's a very consistent government policy, which is anti-immigrant. On the other hand, you can see these very pragmatic tools, such as this scholarship program.
Most of Tarossi's African students are aware of the government's anti-migrant rhetoric, he says. But he says few have experienced any racist abuse. András Liederer, with the human rights NGO, the Hungarian Helsinki Committee, says Hungary is being very strategic in its approach.
In every right-minded government, it is an idea to offer scholarships to foreign students and come and invite them to study in your own country in order to build strong personal relationships for potential future political and business and academic leaders.
Without knowing Hungarian, many of those students are unlikely to grasp the TV debates about the Black Lives Matter movement in Hungary or understand the controversy over the miniature Statue of Liberty planned for Budapest. But Liederer says it's a mistake to underestimate the impact of all the negative messaging from pro-government TV channels. And watching events in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, he says, just makes that more clear.
Many of these people have been reading conspiracy theories for years, and that became the reality for them. And seeing how effective the Hungarian propaganda media is, one cannot help but wonder what will be the consequences of years of spreading vicious hate and conspiracy theories here in Hungary.
Artist Peter Solway says he's gotten some abuse since word of his art installation got out. But he says he's not too bothered by it just yet. He tells me that the fact that more people are talking about art is always a good thing. And if the statue gets torn down, he says, well, that will just prove how relevant the Black Lives Matter movement is in Hungary today. For The World, I'm Orla Barry.